content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Jill Lane in studio with me and Aviana Barrientos. Barrientos, I like to say it. That's the only word I can really say in Spanish well. Barrientos.
Many, many years of practice.
And
months,
she
days.
Kills it.
Oh my gosh. I want to say something really funny right now, but I better not because I get in trouble for doing my voices.
Oh, man.
Did you know that? I get in trouble for doing impressions.
Impressions?
Yeah. Like I have a Chinese impression and I have an Indian impression. Why you not like raw China?
There it is.
And in come the emails.
There they come.
And then I'm really silly. I didn't sleep well last night. I had a crazy thing happen. But what I was thinking of is there used to be this Indian guy, like, you know, from India, that used to come to Pizza Patron, and he used to get a pepperoni pizza with jalapenos. And we used to think it was so funny, so we would, like, not make fun of him, but say jalapenos, like, 100 times after he would call in with the order.
Right.
And then my nephew caught on to it, so he would call the pizza place and pretend he was Indian and try to order pizzas to see if we would fall for it with the jalapenos. Anyway, that's
crazy
stuff.
I like jalapenos on my pizza.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Well, you know what happened to me last night? It didn't happen to me. It happened to my two dogs. This is crazy. There's kids in the car. I'll keep it clean, but you might want to, you know, don't change the channel. Maybe just divert
adjust the volume.
I'm going to be very
squirrel,
careful.
Squirrel.
Okay, so you know I rescued Susie a couple of months ago, and Susie's in heat because I never got her spayed because she's 8 years old, and I didn't want her to put her through the surgery. Okay. Well, I've got five other boys in the house.
Mm.
Okay. We have two girl dogs and five boy dogs. Well, they won't leave her alone. So I've been shooing them away and telling them to leave her alone. I mean, they're all neutered, right? So I thought when they were neutered, they didn't have that urge anymore.
I mean, they're men.
I know.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. And that's why I guess they call boys dogs, right? You dog you, right? Is that what they mean?
Possibly.
But so listen, so I'm cooking dinner and I'm on a call with a business call with someone and I look down and they are locked together, Susie and Brad. Okay.
Oh no.
I have
Is
never
Brad fixed?
Brad's fixed. I'm pretty sure. So I was like, oh my God, what? I was like, what? I was so shocked. I'd never seen it before. Okay.
Wait.
Their rear ends were locked together, if you know what I mean. Okay.
But you've never seen it before?
Have never had any of my dogs ever in all my years of rescuing ever witnessed that. So I wasn't even sure at first, except that, you know, you hear stories like that.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, what do I do? I'm like, you guys, knock it off. You know? And they were like clearly locked together. I said, oh my gosh, this is what they talk about when dogs get stuck together. So I text Autumn on my Siri, and you should see the text that I sent her. It was ridiculous. First of all, I said, Adam. It came out Adam instead of Autumn.
Like Diamond is Simon.
And Diamond is Simon. And then I text Dr. Norris. His was equally crazy. Anyway, Dr. Norris texts me back. I don't know what Autumn was doing. She didn't get back to me for like an hour. But Dr. Norris said, call me. So I did. And he said, you just got to let them do the natural thing. But oh my gosh, you guys, I nearly had a heart attack. It took them like 25 minutes to separate.
Wait, so they were really stuck together?
Yes. And Diamond, you're completely silent in there. I don't know if you're busy doing something.
Possible.
But, I didn't either.
But yeah, I didn't know it was possible either. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because if it ever happens to you, don't try to separate them because you can injure both dogs. You can injure them. You can cause hemorrhaging and all kinds of things. Let them naturally, like, just disconnect.
Oh, my
God. So, isn't that a crazy story, though?
I'm like, I don't know what to say.
I know. nobody knows what to say, but I thought, you know, this show, really, we care about animals so much, and I, in all my years, had never experienced it, but whatever you do, don't force them apart.
Damn just, you, Brad.
Just, I know, Brad.
Dang
you,
it.
You dog, you.
Horny little.
He is. He's so cute. They're both so cute, too, and you know what I said to him? I said, well, if I think you were neutered, Brad, because that's my system. You know, I get every animal neutered, yeah. But because Susie was so much older,
yeah.
I thought, I'm not going to neuter her at 8 years, or spay her at 8 years old.
Right.
And so, anyway, I said, wow, if you guys did have kids, they would be cute.
They'd
that's
be
for
really
sure. Because they're two of the cutest dogs I have.
Well, but, we'll see.
But no, there's no, there was
time
nothing.
Time will tell.
No, time will tell. No, I'm pretty sure I'm almost 100% positive he was neutered.
Okay.
So anyway, whew.
Well, made Brad's Ooh. Day.
Yeah. Right. Oh, they were weird afterwards too.
Oh no.
They
what do
were
you mean?
So weird.
Were they like,
oh,
on no. opposite
like the walk
sides
of shame
of the
weird?
Room? Like the walk. My dog was my dogs. Both of them were doing the walk of shame.
No.
I swear. It was the craziest.
No eye contact
thing.
For 24 hours.
No eye
hours.
Contact. They were acting like real weird, like looking up at me.
Like, did you see? I hope you didn't see.
Oh, my
I didn't
gosh.
See it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't see it. Yeah. Okay. Let's change the subject. What do we want to talk about? What else do we want to talk about? I've got this in my hand. Jen Cicero, who's coming up on the show in a couple of weeks, who wrote the book. It just got released today. You Are a Badass Every Day. How to Keep Your Motivation Strong, Your Vibe High, and Your Quest for Transformation Unstoppable. I'm so excited to have her in studio. She'll be here in a couple of weeks. And I think that Susie Batiz is going to be in that same day as well, the founder of Poopery
awesome.
And Supernatural.
You know, I think we need a class. We need lots of classes at school on every level, just about mindset.
Yes.
And how to be resilient. That's the word I was searching for. Because life throws stuff at you. But I think what we need these days are lessons and mental weapons, you know, I shouldn't say that, it sounds in a bad way, but just like tools on how
tools.
To push through the stuff that life throws at you.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's just life. And I think there's too much moaning and the word,
complaining
P word that
pity.
I want to say, that I can't, you know, that I'm not going to say about just
the
bad things that happened. There's lots of pissing and moaning going around about
yeah.
what life throws at you, and it's just part of life.
It
like,
is.
Be resilient. Learn how to, you know, move over and around and through the hurdles of life. And I feel like that's like a lost art these days. I'm not sure
well, yeah,
why.
And
there's more people
than
ever writing books and about this topic and speaking on it. I think it's great. But I also think it's interesting that there's more people than ever. It's like it's more needed than ever
it
for
is.
Whatever reason.
It is. And our society has become so... I don't even know how I want to say this. You know, it's hard for me to like not speak directly. Growing up in an Italian family, Irish Italian, New York family, you know, we just say it like it is. But people pay too much attention to their outward appearance and not what's going on inside. It really is mind blowing when you think about it. The money that is spent on the outward appearance, and yet we don't go to a therapist's office to figure out what's going on in our head, or read books like this to improve ourselves to be the best that we can possibly be. We're more worried about our nail color.
Well, on the flip side of that, I think people do those sorts of things thinking it's going to help them feel better, but then they realize it's like money. Oh, just because I have more money now, I'm not happier. Just
right.
because I look a certain way now,
yeah.
oh, I'm not happier. This really is an inside job. Or people judge people and say, oh, she's look how amazingly beautiful she is. She
yep.
certainly couldn't be depressed or sad.
Right.
Look how gorgeous she is. I
yep.
wish I looked like that. But really, it's an inside job. It doesn't matter your color, your size, your gender, your religion. It's a total inside job.
Yep.
It has, you know, sure, your people might have some feelings about the way they look, but you have to love yourself first. The way you look changing isn't going to change the inside.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know that.
I'm thinking of the words to the song by Jessie J, Price Tag. You know, I was listening to it on the way in here, but it's like money truly cannot buy you happiness. And some of the lyrics are... you walk around with your shades on and your heels so high that you can't even have a good time, you know, and it's so true. We're so worried about how we appear outwardly. We forget what the most important thing is, that inner peace that money can't buy. It's something you have to cultivate through the power of your own mind.
Well, listen, it's great to pay the bills. I mean, I'm not going to lie
yeah.
about that. But in the end, accumulating more and more and more things.
Right.
doesn't fix on the inside.
Well, it doesn't. In fact, they say more money, more problems, and it's really true. But I think it's the average. I'm pretty sure that the income of either $75,000 or $100,000 a year is really the perfect amount of money to make in order to be happy, where you're not living in poverty, but you don't have too much, and you're just, you know, kind of mainstream, but can fix the refrigerator if it breaks down. Mm. You know, buy a new car every couple of years, and that they say those are the happiest people of all.
Yeah.
And typically they're doing something that really is meaningful, of course, a teacher doesn't make that much. Unfortunately, they should,
right?
But they don't.
Right.
Because they have one of the most important jobs in this country is educating our children, which makes me think of Marilyn Wedge, who's coming up here in just a couple minutes. She is a... she is a PhD, and she is the author of the book, A Disease Called Childhood, Why ADHD Became an American Epidemic. More than that, though, she is a very popular blogger on Psychology Today. She's written some fascinating books about children, and she's got a lot of experience. She's going to be talking to us about 21 Days to a Happy Child. And Jill Lane, who is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, is going to let us figure out how we can reduce. She's going to help us figure out how we can reduce sugar in our house. Three ways to reduce sugar. Can't wait to hear. I think we're going to talk a little bit about cannabidiol as well, because there seems to be a lot of confusion still about that supplement. So everyone, we've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase.
Happy holidays to you. Poop poop be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Take all of your wasted honor, every little past frustration. Take all of your so-called problems, better put them in quotations.
I love this song.
Say what you need to say.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Jill Lane in studio with me and Marilyn Wedge on the line. Marilyn Wedge is a PhD and is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Westlake Village, California. Her most recent book is A Disease Called Childhood, Why ADHD Became an American Epidemic. She earned a bachelor's degree in philosophy and a doctorate in social psychology from the University of Chicago, and she was a postdoctoral fellow at the Hastings Center for Bioethics. Dr. Wedge has a popular blog on Psychology Today, and she can be reached at MarilynWedgePhD.com. Always a pleasure. Marilyn, welcome back to One Life Radio.
Oh, good morning, Bernadette. Nice to be here.
I just love what you do so much. You're so good at it. You just really are about figuring things out that are problems with children's childhoods. And I just think so many people need to really hear this message. Today we're talking about 21 days to a happy child. So what is the single most important reason that children have mental health problems and may get diagnosed with a disorder?
Well, it is stress in the child's social environment, and most often it's stress in the family. Namely, in particular, hearing their parents have arguments.
Okay. Well, you know, I can speak to that. I can tell you when I've had stress in my life, it has affected my children, and it's really hard. It's hard sometimes because the stress, it seems like it's unavoidable depending upon the circumstance. But I think this happens in so many homes, maybe all homes. Don't all sure. parents mm-hmm. go through this with children? It's not like it's an
Absolutely.
Abnormal thing, right?
Right. It's not abnormal. Uh-uh. And I've been married for 37 years, and certainly all couples have arguments. And I tell this to parents. But what parents can do if a child is having problems is to have their arguments away from the hearing of their child.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes from many, many children from ages 4 to 14 and even higher, that when I say, what's going on, what's the problem, they say, well, my parents are quarreling. My parents are arguing, and mm-hmm. I'm afraid they'll get a divorce.
Yeah, and one of your books that you wrote we covered several years ago, it was fascinating to me. You took several couples and told their story in your book, and just things that you wouldn't expect. Like I'm trying to remember one couple had financial problems, and the child
yes.
overheard it. Do you remember the couple I'm talking
yeah.
about?
There were so many. Let me think. Financial problems are a huge thing. Yeah, I think this was a case in which the father lost his job.
Yes.
Or was on disability for
yep.
a while.
Yes.
And so they were having financial problems, and the child is affected by hearing their parents talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very simple solution, and this is step one of my program, that parents should have their arguments or disagreements in a place where their child cannot overhear them.
Yeah.
They can go out for a walk. Sometimes if the children are young, I say, wait till the children are asleep, then go into the garage, roll up the car windows, and have your fight in the car.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to people that say, oh, well, kids, they figure it out. They always know really what's going on. You can't really hide it if you're having, you know, big problems. What do you say to them?
I say that's not true. If you are vigilant and stop arguing in front of the kids, and there are some other factors, so I'm going to give you some other steps.
Okay.
But this is step one. You can show that you're getting along better. Parents can always show their child that they're getting along better than they were. And if they do, the child stops having the problem.
Wow. That's a powerful statement. It really is. So,
can I tell you a recent case that's fresh in my mind? Parents consulted me about a young girl, 7 years old, who was having social anxiety and separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And she was terrified to go to school. In the morning, dropping her off was a disaster. And it turns out that in talking with the parents, that the mother had MS. And
oh, wow.
They were talking about this in front of the child. Now, this is not an argument. They weren't having arguments about it, but they were talking about this problem in where the child could hear. The child was very aware at age 7 that the mother was quite ill. So I gave them the program, and I said, don't have these discussions in front of the child. And because of the fires here in California, I didn't see these parents for a month. And when they came back a month later, the child was no longer having problems.
Oh, wow.
She was no longer having separation anxiety. She was no longer afraid to go to school. And I said, I know you've been doing what I said. I know you've not been discussing this in front of your child. And the girl is better.
Wow.
So and that's why I printed out this handout called 21 Days to a Happy Child. And if the parents do them, the problem goes away.
Mm-hmm. Where can we find it? Where can we find this list? Other than we're talking about a little bit of it right now, but is it on your blog? On your blog?
I could put it up on my website, I suppose. What I do is, after years, I've just started handing it out to parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really made it public yet.
Yeah. Well, it's so important. It is. Let me ask you this. How important is it, like, after a divorce, because, you know, divorce is so prevalent in our society, that the two parents remain amicable to one another for the children?
It's critically important. And I do co-parenting after divorce sessions. And the main thing is that a child does not hear the parents arguing on the phone or bad-mouthing the other parent.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important that it be, as you say, amicable.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a responsibility there on both sides, absolutely,
yes,
to try to be
and
as peaceful as possible.
Difficult.
It is difficult. I've experienced some of it myself, actually, and it is very difficult at times. But so, you know, let me change gears here a little bit, because discipline is also a question that so many people have about what's the proper way to discipline a child. Does consistent discipline make children feel safe, even if they object to the parents' rules?
It does, because it makes consistent discipline makes the world consistent. They know what to expect. It's
mm-hmm.
predictable. And many parents say to me, well, we've tried discipline and we've tried having rules and consequences. And I ask them, have you been consistent about it? And most of the time they say no.
Yeah.
So what it does, again, is make the child feel safe and predict. The world is predictable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and this is a related topic to what we're discussing here. I really believe that we've become an overdiagnosed society. We see, we just. we overdiagnose things, especially childhood problems. Don't you agree?
Well, yes. I mean, we are a pharmaceutical society. Mm-hmm. France used to be known as a psychoanalytic society, mm-hmm. But the United States is a psychopharmaceutical society, that there is this belief that every human malaise can be treated with a drug.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that includes children.
Yeah, because I mean, children are meant to squirm in their seats. I mean, they've got these young little bodies that are full of energy and creativity, and we've talked about this many times. I believe really that the Montessori system of educating children is, if it's not the best, it certainly should be, you know, at the top of the list. So let me ask you this: what role has big psychiatry and big pharma played in redefining our culture?
Well, in the 1950s and 60s. There were these new drugs called Thorazine and lithium, and they were found to help people with very serious mental disorders like schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. And so this was a huge win for pharmaceutical companies. And after that, they started to become a presence in NIMH, and a lot of this is chronicled in Bob Whitaker's book. I know you both had Robert Whitaker as a
Absolutely.
Guest.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
He chronicles this in his book, Mad in America. So because of the success of lithium and Thorazine, pharma started having a lot of power among psychiatrists and in National Institute of Mental Health, and then they started creating new drugs, and psychiatrists became enchanted with these new drugs. They began to believe that there was a drug for every mental illness, mm-hmm. a drug for every human problem. And that is the belief system that we have today.
Yeah. It's disturbing. It's very disturbing. And I don't agree with it. I don't. Yesterday we had Dr. Dixon Tom on the show talking about bioregulatory medicine and talking mm-hmm. about a holistic approach to self-healing. And I believe that you can't separate the body and the mind. They're one. If there's something going on in the mind or in the body, it's your gut and your mind are basically running it. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. For example, if children get a lot of physical exercise,
right.
often their symptoms go away, of right. hyperactivity in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if the body is getting what it needs, then the mind is healthy.
Right. I mean, we expect these children to sit in these little desks, and I guess that's why I touched on Montessori, because, my daughters went to Montessori school. I felt it was so critical for their development to be close to nature. And like I said, they sit at these little desks, and they're expected to sit still for hours on end. And that is part of the problem of why so many children get put on ADHD medication, right?
It's true. They're not getting what they need in their body. They're not getting physical exercise.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Kids need. A parent was asking me the other day, should we put our son in golf or tennis? And is an 8-year-old boy, and I said tennis because that would really get his physical energy.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of common sense.
Yeah, it's all connected. I could talk to you for hours. I love having you on the show. I do. Marilyn, thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today.
Thank you, Bernadette.
It's our pleasure. That's Dr. Marilyn Wedge. You can find her at MarilynWedgePhD.com. We've got Jill Lane coming up. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
You see that skin? It's the same she's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away.
It's mistletoe season, and you know what that means. You've got to be chill and have minty fresh breath. You never know when you might want to kiss someone. The H-Hemp Company offers their Super Breath Blast CBD spray that is my absolute favorite hemp oil product on the market. It just makes me feel happy, especially during the crazy holiday season. Its small size makes it easy to throw in your purse or pocket, so you're never without it. Give the gift of fresh breath this season with a CBD kick. two or three sprays does the trick and will leave you feeling completely refreshed. Go for it. Go to thehempcompany.com. Put four in your cart and use the code OLR1 to buy three and get one free. That's OLR1. Trust me, it's a really cool gift.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Jill Lane. She is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or grab free resources at her website, fuelingchampions.org. Today, we're talking about three ways to reduce sugar in your house. This is a big one. This is a really big one for a lot of different reasons. And so first of all, Jill, why should we reduce the intake of sugar in our house?
Well, I think in 2018, everybody knows by now that too much sugar is bad for your health. I think everybody knows that it can cause you to gain weight. It increases obesity risk. It is bad for your heart and is just in general bad for you. But I really kind of just want to up the shock factor, if we can make a difference today on sugar with people. The United States is ranked number one in its daily consumption and across, you know, like 10 different countries that they surveyed. And the average person in the U.S. consumes over a cup of sugar per day, like added sugar. We're not talking about sugar from the fruit you eat. This is like added sugar to your food, over a cup. So if you just think of a cup's worth of sugar, almost it's like almost a cup and a fourth of just straight white sugar. The fact that we're consuming on average, that means some people are consuming more that much each day. It should be shocking to you. And then I'm just reading some statistics so people don't think I'm making this up. This is off the diabetescouncil.com. A 15-year study from JAMA, one of the most esteemed medical journals, you know, in the world, showed that individuals are more than twice the risk of dying from heart disease if you consume 25% or more of your total calories from sugar. And that's what the cup is for most people.
And so I'm asking, when people say, why, Jill, why is that? What does sugar do to the human body?
So many things. I think one thing I really wanted to focus on, because I think this is really the epidemic that we're lying in right now, and it's a great transition from Dr. Marilyn Wedge, is its effect on the brain and neurodegenerative disease. Mm-hmm. As of 2018, and I'm reading this again, 5.7 million individuals in the U.S. are living with Alzheimer's. As much as 1 in 3 seniors will pass away from that disease or some form of dementia. Longitudinal data shows over a 10-year period that having high blood sugar from eating too much sugar increases your risk of cognitive decline, basically increases your risk of getting Alzheimer's. In fact, this isn't common language in most medical communities yet, but some communities like the one that I, you know, circle in are starting to call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes.
Right.
Because it's like an insulin resistance of the brain. So basically, when you consume too much sugar and you don't burn it off as energy, the body can store it as fat for fuel, but you have consistently high levels of blood glucose or blood sugar. You're generally diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic if that's chronic over a long period of time. And what that does is having blood sugar elevated in your body day in and day out over time basically rusts your body from the inside out. So if you think, have you ever seen metal with the rust on it? It's rusting your cells. And there's no part of your body that isn't damaged.
Well,
all
if you
from
think
the tiny vessels in your eyes to your main, the critical part of your body, your brain and your heart, down to your digestive tract and the bugs that live there, down to your big toe, gout,
right,
your joints, your skin, acne. There's no place that's touched negatively from overconsumption of sugar.
Well, you know what you're making me think of, and we spoke about a little bit about this yesterday too with Dr. Dixon Tom about when we were talking about bioregulatory medicine, that it starts in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, your health, you think about what sugar does, it causes cavities, it rots your teeth. Well, it rots your body too.
Yeah.
And all your organs and your brain.
And how long have we known that? And I'm going to hand this out to you because I thought this was so astonishing. You know, I was looking for some statistics this morning just on what the recommendations are from our governmental bodies for how much sugar kids should be consuming.
Uh-huh.
Again, a great topic from Dr. Marilyn Wedge. And I came across these beautifully done pieces from the American Heart Association about cutting sugar. And I guess what just baffles me is that we all know too much sugar. I mean, I never say always and never, but everybody knows that too much sugar is bad for them. I mean, right?
I can't think of a
single person that wouldn't think that drinking too much soda or eating too much candy, at minimum, like to your point, isn't bad for your teeth. That's something we've known forever and ever and ever.
Right.
And so to your point, just think of the damage it does to your teeth. It's doing that inside
of your body,
to your cells, to your joints,
your brain,
everything.
Well, you know, and then there's all the problem with, okay, I can't eat sugar. I want to eat sugar. Then I'm going to consume sugar substitutes. You know, my oldest daughter will drink Diet Coke, okay, from time to time. And every time she does, I lose my mind. Yeah. I get so upset with her because aspartame as well is so bad for the human body. It is so bad for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest problem with sugar is not, again, like I said earlier, the sugar that comes naturally occurring in foods that we eat, like fruit. The biggest issue with sugar in our health is added sugar. And, you know, if we're going to talk about where the worst places are for added sugar, it's in beverages, in condiments, and in
baked goods
and cereals. I kind of lump those three together. And so beverages is a huge category. Everything from energy drinks to the coffee drinks that you buy to sodas to juices, not like fresh juices, but like the boxed juices with the stick and straw that we give to our kids. And so you're just sipping down, I mean, literally a can or, you know, all of those things, energy drinks, which usually have 3 times the amount of sugar as a soda, a juice, and a coffee drink that's some, you know, holiday drink of the month that has, you know, can have as much as a fourth to a half of a cup of sugar in it.
Wow.
And if we think about that, we think that our drinks are free. We just drink them. We're not eating them. So they're free. They don't count towards anything calorically, but they are kind of really one of the biggest evils when it comes to added sugar. That's the first place you can start to cut back.
Well, you know, you talk about, I always think of Starbucks and all the sugar that's in so many of their syrups, okay? Because that's one of the things, how to cut out added sugars. And so you go and you get a Frappuccino or whatever the latest drink is, like you said, like their pumpkin latte or whatever. First thing I always ask is, how many pumps does it have in it?
Exactly. And we've talked about
this
before,
too. And they'll say 4 or 5 or 6, depending upon what size you get. I said, I want a half of one pump. And they look at me like I'm insane. And typically I don't even do that. And sometimes I'll say, no pumps at all.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so easy to do. But you talk, there's sugar in ice cream. It's in gelato. It's in frozen yogurt. Let's talk. Oh, we got to go to break. Okay. I was going to say, let's talk about yogurt. Because yogurt is so full of sugar too.
Yes.
It's truly hidden.
And it's perpetrated as a health food.
Right.
Nonstop on the commercials on TV and in health magazines.
Well, and you know, and I cook a lot. And so, you know, I put a little bit of sugar even in my salad dressing that I make at home, not very much, maybe a quarter or a half a teaspoon in like a whole container of it, a glass container when I mix it up. But it's literally in almost everything. It's in like cornbread, and it's endless. Especially if you eat out, you're consuming even more sugar, right?
The best thing though is just to know, first is to be educated, not ignorant. Look at how much sugar you're consuming. And then you learn where you can step back, like the pumps in your drinks.
Right. Lots to talk about. I love this topic. Jill Lane, she is awesome. She is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. We'll be right back after the break. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake. For he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Got Jill on that one, Diamond. That's always she always tries to match the guest with the music. Everyone,
love it. She's my personal DJ.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, and I've got Jill Lane in studio with me and Aviana Barrientos. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a 3-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions, or grab a free resource at her website, resources, fuelingchampions.org. I love this woman. She's been on the show almost from the very beginning. actually from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 2 weeks out, I think I nabbed you.
So glad you did.
Yeah, I am too. You had so much great content and education for our listeners. So, you know, we were talking about hidden sugars in so many things that we consume. We were talking about yogurt, you know, right before frozen yogurt and yogurt, like I don't want to name a brand.
Yeah. I mean, I think we typically think of ice cream. I think we think of sweet treats when we think of sugar. You know, I'd like to separate that and just talk about the everyday stuff that we're consuming that has added sugar and we don't even think that it would. Salsas have added sugar. Spaghetti sauces and marinaras.
Right.
The yogurts that they portray on the shows to be great for your weight and great for this.
And salad dressings.
Sugar.
Well,
salad
that's why
dressings.
I told the story when I made my homemade dressing last night. It's just my balsamic with olive oil, but I put salt and sugar and just a little pinch of pepper, depending upon what balsamic vinegar I have. Yeah. Sometimes you don't need it, but you know, but I do on occasion put it in stuff, just like my gravy at Thanksgiving that I made for the family. I put a little bit of sugar, white vinegar, salt, and pepper.
Listen, I would rather, we were talking about this during the break, I would rather someone mindfully choose to add a touch bit of sugar because they're, you know, chefs know that a little bit of sugar counteracts and brings out flavors, than mindlessly be consuming grams and grams and grams and up to over a cup a day of sugar and things all day long. And know it slash not know it. I mean, come on. If you're drinking sodas during the day and juices, you're consuming a lot of sugar. But you might not know that, again, it's in that yogurt that's supposed to be good for your belly or that it's in your condiments. Condiments is a big thing. I mean, things you wouldn't think.
Yeah,
like
I
said, salsa, marinara sauce.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Oh, my gosh. I had ketchup last night.
My mom tried to make ketchup without
sugar
when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
It was disgusting. That's basically tomato paste with vinegar.
Yeah.
But I love that this has like come full circle for me, that this is what I do for a living now, because the idea is the same. Like, how can you just reduce the sugar content in your home? And I'm not asking parents to go in and like just wipe out everything from their pantry and their refrigerator, because listen, there's ketchup and plenty of maple syrup and ketchup in my house, but I buy the ketchup that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it, and I buy real maple syrup, and then I don't buy a lot of other sweetened things. We don't have pre-sweetened cereal. We don't have much cereal at all unless it's oatmeal.
Yeah.
That's an upgrade that you can make. We don't have sweetened beverages in my home. And listen, this is not an endorsement for diet products, because those artificial sweeteners have their own set of issues. We're just talking about the effects of sugar. And if you care about your brain, you care about your heart, you care about your daily energy, if we need to go vanity, your skin, the way your hair looks, then you should be paying attention to how much sugar you consume every day.
Absolutely. I say cook at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cook at home is the best way to avoid bad oils, which are almost in every single restaurant you eat at. They're not using expensive oil because they can't afford to. They can't. Well, I guess they could, but the price of the check would be about double.
Right.
Because really good quality oil, like avocado oil, is expensive.
Yeah.
I was recently in a restaurant and they had deep fried cauliflower with buffalo sauce on the side, and it was to die for. But when I found out that it was fried in canola oil, I'm like, I'm not ordering it anymore. But I replicated it last night in my own kitchen.
Yum.
And I used avocado oil, which I'm going to use again. I, you know, reserve it and keep it so it doesn't go bad. I only had used it once. And I bought some buffalo sauce that was made with better ingredients at Natural Grocer. And we had our own little treat last night.
Yum.
It was amazing. Doesn't it sound yummy?
Sounds so good.
Yeah, because I won't eat chicken, obviously, certainly not the chicken that's out there or any at this point in my life. But it was delicious and nutritious.
Yeah. No, what I mean, again, it goes back to being mindful. If you've listened to the show at all, you hear me repeatedly saying, take charge of your health. It's not up to anybody else with you. Don't be like, oh, well, this is what they serve me at the restaurant. This is what I bought at the store.
I love that voice.
You have to read the label. Turn it over. If your salsa has added sugar, put it back and find one that doesn't have sugar and the other ingredients. Same with your spaghetti sauce. Same with your mustard. I mean, of course, ketchup is going to have sugar, but look for the stuff that doesn't need to have sugar in it. Make your own dressing. It literally takes like 90 seconds, if that.
And it's so much better.
Absolutely.
I have never met a bottle of dressing that I liked in a grocery store.
That's a true,
they
that's
suck.
A fact.
They yeah. really do. Yeah. And it's so easy to make homemade dressing. It
is. Listen, it's in peanut butter. It's in so much stuff, especially that our kids consume. And we just got done talking about the epidemic with pharmaceuticals in our kids. And if someone's misled you to say that sugar consumption in your kids doesn't matter, they are hopefully unintentionally misleading you, because it does matter. If not for now, with their behavior, heart disease starts when we're young. You just don't have clogged arteries overnight. It literally starts, and this is proven in the data, on kids who were killed in car accidents. They autopsied them and they could see that they were starting to have arterial plaque in younger than teenage ages.
Wow.
It starts when we're young.
Yeah, it's
and if
the
you
diet.
Think about that in your brain and the rising risk of Alzheimer's and dementia, we have and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is a whole show unto itself. We have a major problem on our hands, and sugar is one of the biggest culprits. I'm not trying to demonize it. I'm just saying eat less.
Right.
Eat less of it. Pay attention. Do not be ignorant. Be smart. And you are in charge of your health.
And fast food is the worst. Fast food truly is the worst. It's
Can
so
I jump
loaded
in with
sugar.
A quick thought?
Of course.
No, my New Year's resolution was to cut my sugar intake after hearing an episode last year.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to tell anyone that wants to try that, if you want to see how it affects your body, the things that I used to be able to eat, like my body itches now when I have it.
Oh, wow.
So was it hard for you, Diamond, to do that?
It was hard at first because I would have like sugar headaches. I had a really bad sweet tooth, but it even makes me emotional at night and everything. So once it's out of your system, you can tell when it's in your system.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a great quote. Again, don't be unintentionally misled by someone who tells you that it doesn't matter, that sugar doesn't impact your mood or your skin or your joints or your inflammation or your weight, which I think, again, we know by now it affects our teeth and our weight and
our
heart.
It's toxic.
But it's just too much of too much is a bad thing. A little bit here and there when you're baking something with love and intention at home.
A little pinch.
That's not what we're talking about. Yeah. We're not talking about eating fruit. I'm talking about the mindless drinks that we drink from the coffee shops, in our sodas, you know, in our energy drinks, in yogurts, in, you know, all of these condiments. It adds up to over a cup a day.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross. That's so gross to me.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you know, Jill, it's the holiday season, which feels like 30 days of nonstop exposure to sugar-filled foods and drinks and cakes and cookies everywhere. And so how can we get through the holidays with less sugar? And I want to put this out there too. I'm adamant you know about sucralose and how damaging it is to the gut microbiome, because that's another artificial sweetener that is dropped into so many products, including Pedialyte. So if your baby is sick, you don't want to give them Pedialyte. You want to give them water, maybe sweetened with what? Like a little tiny bit of fruit juice or something to get them to...
Get an electrolyte beverage that has real sugar in it. If someone's has been without food for a while, they might need a little sugar in there.
A little bit, okay.
A little, you know,
and in that circumstance, it's okay.
Sure. You know, because again, when you go to the hospital, that's what they're going to give you. They're going to give you an IV of fluids. It's going to potentially have a little bit of sugar in it. And, you know,
well, coconut water would be a good one, right?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, there's a lot of potassium. There's not a lot of sodium in coconut water. So that's my big thing. If someone is really dehydrated, then they need to add sodium in some way, shape or form to coconut water to help balance out the electrolytes.
But again, you really have to read your ingredients. You have to be aware. What were you saying when we were at break about a red flag? If something says no sugar added.
Yeah, this almost got me. I was at Trader Joe's. I was looking in the jelly section again, has sugar. I was looking for something that was sweetened with fruit juice instead of certain kinds of sugar. And one said, no sugar added. And normally that's a red flag to me that something has an artificial sweetener in it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be mindless and just grab something off the shelf that says no sugar added. Turn it around and go, okay, well, what is it sweetened with if there's no sugar added? And then see, okay, is it fruit juice? Is it, you know, what is it? And then buy it if it doesn't have sucralose in it, most stuff doesn't have aspartame anymore. I mean, we bashed it enough that it's gone away, but there's some
stuff. It's still
stuff.
In all the gum. Yeah. It's in all the gum that that parents buy for their children.
Yeah,
and they're real sneaky about it too, because then they'll just sneak it in, because they'll put on the cover made with xylitol.
Yes.
You're like, oh, good, I'm safe.
Yeah.
And then you buy it, you flip it over, or you flip it over before and you see it's got aspartame in it, and you're like, ugh, right?
Yep.
It's so aggravating.
Read labels. Stop buying the obvious stuff. Sugar drinks at home, sugar cereals, sugar yogurts. You might as well just be shoveling teaspoons of sugar in your mouth if you're buying those things. Add sugar, use xylitol, and just slowly cut back. Over the holidays, slash the mixed drinks, cut back on the pumps at the coffee shop. stay hydrated. Don't stop exercising. Have a little sugar. Choose it. Eat your vegetables and move on.
I love it. Jill Lane, always a pleasure. You can find her again at Instagram at Team Fueling Champions and grab some free resources from her website, fuelingchampions.org. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.